Get ready to strap in. It's going to be a heck of a ride. It's like drinking from a fire hose. Never a dull moment, but yes, you'll hear the stories you won't hear anywhere else, and we appreciate you being here with us for today. I'm Justin Barclay.
And then on June 30, I received a direct message on Instagram from someone, and they had said, "We don't see any LGBTQ represented on your Instagram, so we're wondering if you do those type of weddings at your venue." And I responded honestly. I said, "Nick and I, as the owners, we believe that marriage is between a man and a woman." And so she shared that on her Instagram story, which she has, you know, thousands of followers. And by the morning, it spread like wildfire, and it was everywhere.
Things just basically went the opposite direction.
"You are a and I hope a lightning rod strikes your business and burns it to the fucking ground. Rotten hell, you Christian, hypocritical fucking cunt."
Obviously, the community was very hurt by our stance for what we believe God intends marriage to be. And then about a week later, July 11th, we had our public open house. We had protesters outside. That's when we were on all the local news stations. Unfortunately, the damage has been done enough that we have not booked a single wedding since when we made our stance. Mm-hmm. The hardest part for me is all the hate that, unfortunately, Hannah had to receive.
Most of what we've received has been on social media, and it's, you know, it's anywhere from threats to your business, threats to your livelihood. People have made comments on pictures of me with my children, calling me a groomer. Hannah has received phone calls that are just, I can't say it on live radio, I assume. Mm-hmm. Just some nasty stuff, you know, wishing she be barren for the rest of her life. Mm. People were making false inquiries for events at our space online. Some of them would put, you know, the event type, child sacrifice, guest count, 666.
Oh my goodness.
The person who's hosting the event is Satan. Comments about things that Jesus could do with his male appendages to himself. Just crazy. Like, you read it and you're like, how do we go from "we believe marriage to be a man and a woman" to death threats, pedophilia, you know, child sacrifices?
But first, I want to tell you about a couple who have been through it. They are folks who, entrepreneurs, decided they were going to start their own business, couple of faith, and that business has happened to be a wedding venue. Nick and Hannah Natalie on the phone with us right now. How are you guys?
You're very good. How are you?
Merry Christmas to you. Your story is really fascinating. You both worked in the industry. I guess, Nick, you were in the food, kind of as a chef, and then Hannah, you were a photographer. Is that right?
That's right. Yep.
So you guys did these things before, and I guess you get married, and you decide somewhere down the line that you've got a dream, which is opening up a venue, and you happen upon a church, a beautiful church that needed a ton of work. What year was it that you guys decided to make this leap and get into that church and start the process of really renovating this thing and cleaning it up?
Yeah. So we found this space in 2018, the beginning of 18. And, it took us only just, I think, about 3 or 4 months to get in the building, see it with a realtor, purchase it. It was fast. We just knew when we saw it and we got in it, it was the one that we wanted, despite the state that it was in. And yeah, from there, it was a 4-year journey to get open just this summer in June of 22.
You had COVID, you had all kinds of stuff that you guys went through, but you persevered and you said, we're going to get open. But, you know, most folks, when they get open, they're probably feeling some sort of relief and, oh my goodness, here we go. You're probably hoping to feel that way too until, I mean, it really hit the fan and your faith has come under fire because you sort of mentioned that it was going to be how you do business. Now, I understand that sort of the way the world works now, like culture is. They don't mind you have your faith, they'll tell you, but just as long as you keep that private. You're not allowed to talk about it. You're not allowed to practice it in public, apparently. And that's what you guys found because you've been under attack by a mob of the cancel culture folks. Tell us a little bit about what happened to you and when it all started.
Yeah, well, going into the first year of business, we were hoping to get open in February. Because of construction and everything, we didn't get open until June, late June. And we had 30 weddings booked for, you know, within a 5-month span. So we were really excited about that. Off to a great start. And then 13 days after we opened, we had someone reach out, ask us if we host LGBTQ weddings. And with Nick and I in our faith, it was just something that we felt so strongly about to hold to our values as we open this business. And, you know, we're here to serve the Lord. We're here to serve Jesus. We're not here to serve the people. And so it was just, you know, we just couldn't do that. Like, our hearts would not be able to, you know, continue with that kind of business and teach our kids one way at home and then run our business a different way. Like, this is just, we're all in for Jesus. And that's, no matter what we do in life, that's how we're going to run it. And so we responded honestly that way. And that was on June 30. And that person that asked screenshotted that conversation that I had with her and shared it all over her Instagram. And by the morning, it had just spread like wildfire. And it was everywhere. The hate, just, I mean, and from there on out, like, it's been just hate. They just think we hate people. And that is not the case at all. They're just painting this picture that we are the most evil, hateful people. And, you know, like I said, that's not the case. We want to celebrate love and the way God intended love to be celebrated, and just this covenant between a man and a woman and God. And so that's kind of where we're at today. we haven't booked really much since we came out with our stance.
Nick, I want to ask you a little bit about what has happened and the attacks that have come. And you guys aren't looking to discriminate against anyone. You're just looking to conduct business the way your faith, in accordance with your faith. And you've been attacked. It seems like this made the news. You've been attacked online, and that's caused people to decide they're not going to come to your venue. They're not going to have weddings or events there. But it really also has, I think, showed you quite a bit about who you are and who God is throughout the whole process.
Yeah. You know, I think one of the hardest walks that you can have is, you know, being humble and submitting to God's plan. And that can be very difficult for everybody. It's been extremely difficult for me. As a man, we tend to think that we can just fix it ourselves and put it in our control and we'll just take care of it type mentality. And it's been a lot of our prayers lately has been, you know, God, what do you want with the space? What are you trying to teach us through this? Why are we going through this? Despite the outcome. I mean, we have to be very realistic in our financial state that this might not be happening and we might be having to close our doors at some point. And that's maybe what God wants. And he wants to teach us that standing for him and fighting for him was more of what he wanted us to go through and for people to see. You know, we've got a great support group through church, through my master family. And I think people keep telling us that is we don't know what the purpose of this is, probably until it's all over and maybe years down the road. Mm-hmm. We won't know what his intentions were. And that's difficult because, like you said, we're entrepreneurs. We opened a business. We have all these, you know, projections and grandiose visions of what our business is going to be. And then this has really halted that and made us stop and say, okay, Lord, what do you want with us and with this space?
Well, let me ask you, because I know you guys have a lot on the line. Anytime you have to open a business or you put a lot on the line, what do you stand to lose if this doesn't work?
Well, we can say, you know, it's a multi-million dollar project. It's over seven figures. And it's through an SBA loan. It's a lot of money for us that would really put us out of business, closing the doors and
it's our livelihood.
Yeah.
So that's gone. That's it.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, I understand that you've kind of faced this reality. There's a Give, Send, Go set up to help these folks out, by the way. I want to talk about the attacks that have been made and how you've handled them, because I think that more than anything that has given you, in fact, Nick, you told me last night when we were talking about this, that you have been able to have some really good conversations with people one-on-one. I think there's a difference. And we get into groups of people, we get this mob mentality. That can take place, but one-on-one, we've kind of lost that, whether it's social media or some of the things that we see nowadays, this mob mentality takes over. What are some of the attacks that have happened that have come your way? Some of the things that you've heard, and then how have you countered them and been able to have good conversations with people and maybe be a shining example of your faith in that process?
Yeah. You know, most of what we've received has been on social media, and it's, you know, it's anywhere from threats to your business, threats to your livelihood. People have made comments on pictures of me with my children, calling me a groomer. Hannah has received phone calls that are just, I can't say it on live radio, I assume. Mm-hmm. Just some nasty stuff, you know, wishing she'd be barren for the rest of her life. Mm. People were making false inquiries for events at our space online. Some of them would put, you know, the event type, child sacrifice, guest count 666.
Oh my gosh.
The person who's hosting the event is Satan. Comments about things that Jesus could do with his male appendages to himself. Just crazy. Like, you read it and you're like, how do we go from we believe marriage to be a man and woman to death threats, pedophilia, you know, child sacrifices? Someone called my mom. Somehow they got her number, left a voicemail on her phone, berating her, raising me.
Mm. How have you countered this? I don't want to say fought back, because I think you've not fought in the way you probably want to at some time, the way that some might think about it. But how have you countered some of this?
Honestly, through community, our church, our pastor, my men's group has been great. I think what I said to you last night was, yeah, I'm a rather large, bald white man with a beard, which is basically the Antichrist in this society. And, you know, I think there would be a stereotype to how I would respond based on how I look. And everybody's just told me, wouldn't it be amazing for you to just shine God's light and not respond with hate and you know, try to speak love into the situation. And I think that's what I've tried to do anytime we've had media approach us or
break.
You know, I have had conversations with people, with the opposing once a couple at a wedding that we were hosting. And it was, those are the best conversations you could have because you're not out to change someone's opinion or belief. You're just voicing the depth of your belief versus a tagline on social media or the news, right? Homophobic couple opens wedding venue. No, that's not us. And when you actually get to have a conversation with people and say, this is what we believe, and this is why we're running our business this way, it doesn't have to result in all of this that's going on.
I want to ask you about legal issues. We got to take a quick break, though, because you've come across some of those as well. You're under fire there. This couple is in Michigan, this Grand Rapids couple. You can help them. We'll tell you how, and maybe they can help you when it comes to fighting back and finding out where that line is, because folks, this is not the only incident. You're going to have to figure out where your line is and whether or not you intend to stand in the future. We're seeing faith under fire in a lot of different ways. Thank you for being here today. Don't forget to share. Follow me everywhere at Mr. Justin Barkley on all the platforms at justinbarkley.com. You get my good newsletter. We can stay in touch no matter what happens with big tech and social media. Let's continue to get these stories out so that people can hear the truth. Why does that matter? Well, when you hear the truth and you can make the best decision for you and your families, and that's important. And no matter what happens, folks, my peace, my home, doesn't come from my circumstances. It certainly doesn't come from the people that are in the White House or in Washington, D.C. My peace, my hope, my joy is from someplace altogether much bigger. Keep your eyes focused on Him. God is still on the throne. God bless. I need new conspiracy theories. All of mine have come true. Whether it's the original t-shirt that launched and started it all, or any of the new gear, t-shirt, hoodies, all of the cool stuff we have in the store at justinbarkley.com/store. Anything you buy not only helps support what we're doing here, getting the word out, sharing the truth and the stories that matter most, but also helps spark some much-needed conversation when you're out and about talking to people. My new favorite? Yeah, obviously, the Justin quarter zip. Yeah, that's great, but I love the brand new One Nation Under God hoodie and t-shirt that's available in multiple sizes and colors. You can grab them right now at justinbarkley.com/store and get geared up today. Thank you for your support. We're talking about shortages now on children's medications. Well, we've seen shortages on everything, folks, from toilet paper, children's medication, food shortages. Eventually, we're going to be faced with food shortages. It's coming, and sooner rather than later. Get prepared. Now, I never want to make you feel afraid. I never want to invoke a spirit of fear here. I want you to be empowered. Think about what may be coming down the road so that you can get prepared for your family, for your friends, for your loved ones. Go to preparewithjustin.com and take a look at my Patriot Supply. They've got food and gear for nearly every need. You know, whether it's natural disaster or man-made, or in this case, Biden-made, World Economic Forum, made national disaster, whatever it might be, these things are coming. Disaster will strike at some point, and we can get ready. My favorite motto is prepare like it all depends on me and pray like it all depends on God. Get ready with my Patriot Supply when you go to preparewithjustin.com. That's preparewithjustin.com. Go today and save some money. Plus, get ready no matter what's coming. We just partnered with Mike Lindell. And by the way, you know Mike because he's a courageous American. He's fighting the fight for us. He wants to make sure that this country gets back on track. In so many ways, Mike's doing great things. And when he's risking it all, I mean, he's been canceled by the big box stores. And they're coming after him. And Mike refuses to, he refuses to give up. He won't stop fighting for us. He won't stop fighting for this country. That's why I love Mike Lindell. But, you know, I love his products. The MyPillow stuff is amazing. I've been using the pillows for years, but just recently I got the sheets. And I wake up every morning and it's hard to get out of bed. Not because we face all the things that we face, but just I'm so comfortable. The sheets and the duvet covers, and that's just a fancy word for the blanket, the comforter that you put over yourself. I got to tell you, Mike is... He's one of the best. And MyPillow.com/Justin. You can help support Mike and this show and get some great products. If you're like me, maybe you're powered by the my coffee right now, or you're loving the towels, even the slippers. You can get up to 80% off right now on everything at MyPillow.com/Justin. Just use keyword Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N. That's MyPillow.com/Justin. And save a bundle and help fight back. Save our country today. And the Bible tells us that we will face trials of all kinds, folks. They're coming. How can you face them with a little hope, with a little joy, with peace beyond understanding? My wife and I know this. We've been through it. The ringer with our little girl. Our first was born 27 weeks. She was born a little early. God had a different plan. We felt a peace through it all. Talk about her story, and I share what sustained us through it all and gives me the perspective, the hope to fight and continue no matter what we face in the coming days. We've seen the worst from the World Economic Forum. We've seen our very own government turn on us in a lot of ways. We've seen economically what can happen in this country and even more on the horizon. You don't want to think about those things. They are coming. But how can you get prepared to fight against it? Now, I've talked about ways you can physically do that, but how do you prepare your mind? How do you prepare your soul? How do you get your family ready? That's why I wrote my book, Good News, Hope, and Encouragement for Trying Times. I want to share the good news. I want to show you how to spot it, create it, and share it with others in your life. Well, of course, if you want to grab a signed copy of the book, you can get it right now. I'd love to send it to you. Go to justinbarclay.com/store to get your copy. justinbarclay.com/store. I'll sign it, send it to you, and get it in your hands. We just got a new shipment in, and I'd love to give you a copy of my book so that you can get the good news today. Make it a great day. God bless.